All right, we are back on KSDP with Rob Lanham. Well, how's it going, Rob?
Hi, Bruce. Well, thanks. Out here at the Chris Stringer Memorial Gym in Wasilla, Alaska, and they've just had the opening tip-off in this game between the undefeated King Cove T-Jacks and the Wasilla Lake Christian Academy Rams. And the ball has gotten down quickly, and it's Jordan Hillen, and he puts the ball in off the glass and a quick 2-0 lead for the T-Jacks. I was just informed by some of the folks here that there's a combination of two schools here making up the team, the teams for both the girls and the boys. And here we have a missed shot by the Rams, a long pass by Johnny Samuelson to Cody Mack. Cody drives, puts it up, rolls off the rim, no good. Rebound by the Rams. Fast-paced action here early. The Rams, a long pass down to the left wing, back top. And we'll try to get the Ram players. We did get a roster. Ethan Jenkins with the ball. He's double-teamed. Now, triple-teamed, gets it underneath for Jesse Schaefer, who goes up, and he's going to draw a foul on, I believe, Mark Newton. And that is a call. Starting five for the T-Jacks tonight. Johnny Samuelson, Cody Mack, Mark Newton, Avery Samuelson, and Jordan Hamilton. And Jesse Schaefer goes to the line. His first shot is up and good. As the Rams get on the board, T-Jacks 2, Rams 1, 7:15 to play here in the first period. The King Cove rookies won the earlier game 51-20 over the Wasilla Lake Christian Spartans. Second one rolls in and out. It's rebounded by Johnny Samuelson, who takes it down, and his pass into the middle is intercepted by the Rams. It's a long pass down court. Martin Newton is defending, but number 20, Josh Grissom, scores, and the Rams take a 3-2 lead on the T-Jacks. Johnny Samuelson, nice pass underneath for Avery Samuelson. His reverse layup is no good. Jordan Samuelson right there to tie up the rebounder, Ethan Jenkins, and the possession arrow points to the Rams. So, Rams basketball out underneath. Tim Knight will inbound the ball. Starting five is Ethan Jenkins, Tim Knight, Taylor Roth, Jesse Schaefer, and right below us, Josh Grissom. The ball is right below us in the right corner. Grissom back to Schaefer. Kicks it across to Roth. Inside, the ball is loose and taken away. Now it goes back to the Rams, and it's rolling on the floor. Out to half court. Jesse Schaefer went to pick the ball up and kicked it out of bounds off his own foot, and it'll go back to the T-Jacks. 6:27 to play, first quarter. Rams leading the T-Jacks early, 3-2. Cody Mack gets it to Johnny Samuelson for a fall-away. Top of the corner, no good. And the rebound is taken down there by Josh Grissom. Gets it to Taylor Roth, who brings it across the timeline to Jesse Schaefer right below us. Jesse calls out the play. Back to Taylor Roth. Taylor lobs it in. Nice pass to Josh Grissom. This shot is up and good. Seven-footer. And the Rams lead 5-2. Johnny Samuelson goes between the legs, drives down, nice between defenders, and shot is up, no good. Rolls just off the back of the rim. There's a foul on the play. That foul's on Tim Knight and Johnny Samuelson to go to the line for two. The T-Jacks wearing their black uniforms with the gold piping and gold numbers. Johnny's first shot is up, off the rim, no good. He'll have one more. The homestanding Wasilla Lake Rams wearing white uniforms with black trim and numbers. The second shot is up and good by Johnny. His first point of the game, Rams lead 5-3. Ball coming across the timeline under pressure. Back to Taylor Roth, then the ball is intercepted. Johnny with it off to Cody on the fast break. He goes in, lays it up and in, and draws the foul. Nice dish there by Johnny. He got Cody right in stride, and he laid it up. And the foul there is on Jesse Schaefer. Cody will go to the line to try to complete the three-point play and give the T-Jacks the lead. His free throw is up and around the rim and no good. So remains tied at five apiece here with 5:37 to play first quarter. Here's a long pass down court to Josh Grissom. Gets it back to Taylor Roth, dribbles right side to Jesse Schaefer right below us here. He gets it back to Roth. Here's a long shot and air ball by Schaefer, and the ball goes out of bounds to the T-Jacks. So he shot a three, but actually shot it too long and caught nothing but air. Avery Samuelson inbounds to Johnny. Johnny dribbles slowly across the timeline, calls up the play. Jordan Hamilton on the left wing fakes his ring, gets it to Mark Newton for a long range two, and it's good. Nice shot by Mark from the corner. Four T-Jacks now in the scoring column, and they lead 7-5. Long pass down here to Jesse Schaefer. He gets it down low to Josh Grissom for his off-balance shot. No good. The ball is loose. Picked up in the lane by Tim Knight. His shot no good. Jordan Hamilton with the rebound.
In the first quarter, for the rookies, Randy
Cody with four now, and the T-Jacks lead 9-5. Here's an off-balance shot. A one-on-four chance there for Ethan Jenkins. He misses. Johnny Samuelson comes down, dribbles behind the back. Now slows it down. Lob pass to Avery Samuelson. He fakes the shot, gives it back up to Johnny for a deep three, and it's good. Johnny now with 4 points, and the T-Jacks lead 12-5. They're on a 10-0 run here, 4:13 to go in the first quarter. The ball is out deep to Taylor Ross. His pass is stolen by Avery Samuelson. Nice pass ahead to Johnny, and he lays it up and in. Nice one-handed pass there by Avery Samuelson. Caught Johnny right in stride, and he laid it in for a 14-5 T-Jacks lead. And that's going to cause the Wasilla Lake Rams head coach to call a timeout with 4:01 to play. The T-Jacks on a 12-0 run. That's those of you that know this T-Jack team, they have one speed, and it's full speed ahead. And they like to play a good pressure defense, usually picking up their man at half court. Even in the 2-3 zone, the two guys on top will meet the ball at the timeline. And then they go for steals and always looking for the outlet man. And the guards are very adept at getting out. And the rebounders are good at getting the outlet pass to them. A lot of easy baskets result from this style of play. The King Cove program is seen nothing but success since 3 years ago when Ralph Lindquist came in as principal and head coach. They finished third in the state 2 years ago. Last year, were upset by New Halen on New Halen's home floor in the regionals. Back to live action now. The Rams with the ball kicked over on the left-hand side. Nice drive by Josh Grissom. Double-teamed, and we're going to have a foul here on Avery Samuelson. Avery's first, team second. Looked like a good trap and a tie-up there, but they call the reach-in foul. And Grissom inbounds the ball to Taylor Roth. Back to Grissom. He's looking for someone down low. Jordan Hamilton playing good defense. Nearly a steal by Johnny Samuelson. Oh, what's the call here? Oh, they call a reach on Cody Mack, and looked like Cody came away with a clean steal there. And Joe Calver reminds them, we're not playing in Sioux Valley. Last night, the referees just let him go at it, and we had a matchup that would have been worthy of the National Football League. Tonight, the game being called a little closer. Taylor Roth gets the ball down to Jesse Schaefer. He's double-teamed. The ball is knocked away by Mark Newton. Johnny Samuelson, a long outlet pass to Cody. Cody goes up, and he's going to draw the foul. That pass from Johnny was a floater, and it gave a few of the Rams players time to get down. But Cody took the pass, went up against two defenders, and draws a shooting foul. He'll step to the line for two. 3:29 to play first quarter. And Cody's first shot is up and good. He has 5 points now in the quarter. And the T-Jacks lead 15-5. Ethan Jenkins comes back in the game, replacing Jesse Schaefer for the Rams. Cody dribbles the ball, sights his second one, and it's good. 2-for-2 from the stripe for Cody. He shares the point lead with Johnny Samuelson with 6. And now on the other end of the floor, we have a reach-in foul on Jordan Hamilton. As the ball went down low, the Rams moving the ball down the floor quickly, and they'll inbound underneath their own basket. Taylor Ross slaps the ball looking for someone to pass to. He finds Tim Knight out deep over to Josh Grissom. Here's a three-pointer up and good by Taylor Ross. That's the King Cove lead to 16-8. 3:13 to play in the first quarter. Johnny Samuelson drives down, sidesteps two defenders, goes up for a left-handed reverse, and he missed it. Johnny not happy with that one. He's pressuring the ball in the backcourt. Cody Mack comes to double-team. It's loose. Johnny gets it. A scoop pass to Cody. He goes up to reverse, and it's good. These T-Jacks continue to impress with their ball handling, their defense, and the way they're able to get the ball to the open man. Now we've got a trap at half-court, and they're going to get Cody Mack there with the push. Cody's second foul, team's fifth. as the T-Jacks lead the Rams here with 2:45 to play in the first quarter. 18-8. Cody Mack with 8 points. Johnny Samuelson with six. Jordan Hammond and Mark Newton with two each. Now Johnny gets the steal, just throws it blindly behind his back to Cody Mack. He dishes it on to Avery Samuelson, and it's knocked away and stolen there by Josh Grissom. The Rams bring it back down the floor. Taylor Roth gets it over to Grissom. Grissom goes up. He's and what do we have? We're going to have a foul on Jordan Hamlin. On the rebound, Jordan actually got away with one a few seconds earlier. And now we have Josiah Mack coming into the game for Avery Samuelson. Avery takes a seat. And the Rams inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Out in the corner, here's a shot by Taylor Roth. A two-pointer and cuts the T-Jacks lead 18-10. 2:18 to play. Mark Newton brings it up. His pass is deflected and intercepted by the Rams. Taylor Roth brings it down. Throws it down underneath. It's wide open underneath there with Seth Jenkins. Jordan Hamilton draws a foul, his third. And he slaps the padding at the end of the gym there. But no one to blame but himself on that one. Seth Jenkins at the line for two. His first one is up and good. And Avery Samuelson back in the game as Jordan Hamilton takes a seat with three fouls and 2 points. Referee gives Seth the ball back. He shoots without dribbling. Short off the front of the rim, rebounded by Avery Samuelson. Avery dribbling down, one on three, goes all the way to the left hand, lays it up again. Nice play there by Avery Samuelson as he tallies his first 2 points of the night. And the T-Jacks lead 20-11. Taylor Roth brings it down quickly. Josh Grissom right beneath it. Taylor Roth now for a three-pointer. Nothing but air. The ball bounces out of bounds. Back to the T-Jacks with a minute 48 to play here in the first quarter. Fast-paced game. 20-11, T-Jacks. Johnny brings the ball down the left side. Cuts to the middle. This pass is intercepted there by Taylor Roth, who puts it behind his back and brings it up the court. Guarded by Cody Mack on the left wing to Jacob Turtle in the game now. Jacob, a long cross-court pass to Josh Grissom. Back to Taylor Roth, who fakes the three. Goes around Cody Mack, but Cody recovers. Back to Grissom, to Roth in the lane. He drives down, up and under, and no good. Josiah Mack with it, gets it to Johnny Samuelson. The T-Jacks had the fast break, but couldn't get it to Cody. Johnny goes all the way in, lays it up, no good. Rolled around the back of the rim and off, and it's pulled down there by Seth Jenkins for the Rams. A minute 7 to go here in the first quarter. 20-11, T-Jacks. The Rams get the ball up. The turnover underneath it to a Knight. He goes up. Four from behind by Johnny Samuelson. Johnny tries a blind behind-the-back pass, which hits off the balcony that overhangs the floor here. In a normally situated gym, that one might have had a chance to fall into the hands of Cody Mack, but not here. And that's how the play goes over to the Rams. Under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Rams ball. Taylor Roth with a nice look down low for Seth Jenkins, but Josiah Mack with quick hands deflects the ball out of bounds. Rams ball underneath the basket. 50 seconds exactly to play. Christensen now checks in for Newton for the T-Jacks. Taylor Roth will inbound the ball, looking for an open man. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Christensen. Rams ball again underneath the bucket. Christensen now checks in for Newton for the T-Jacks. Taylor Roth will inbound the ball, looking for an open man. Bounce pass kicked out of bounds by Christensen. Rams ball again underneath the bucket. Referee hands the ball to Roth. He slaps it, takes a pass, fakes again, lobs it out to Grissom. Back to Roth for a three. Good. Taylor Roth showing a good shooting touch here for the Rams, and they've got the lead to 20-14. Under 40 seconds to go. Johnny Brinkle, he dribbles in, goes left, goes into the lane, puts it up, no good, gets his own rebound, gets it to Christian. Cody Mack behind a three-point arc, 15 seconds left. Avery Samuelson for an open three, no good. Rebound by the Rams. Under 10 seconds to play. Taylor Roth pushing the ball up court, goes left, goes into the lane, puts it up, no good, gets his own rebound. Back to Cody Mack behind a three-point arc, 15 seconds left. Avery Samuelson for an open three, no good. Rebound by the Rams. Under 10 seconds to play. Taylor Roth pushing the ball up court. He comes down, puts up an off-balance two off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Samuelson. He throws it the length of the court. No good. Off to the right as the buzzer sounds. Ending the first quarter of play with the score of the King Cove T-Jacks 20, Wasilla Lake Rams 14. We'll be back with you in 60 seconds for the second. second quarter.